Things were in haphazard piles, so I straightened them into neat stacks. I couldn't stand disorder. I sat on the couch and waited for the coffee, wondering yet again what this meeting could be about. I'd spent a good part of my afternoon here in Virginia reporting to a couple of alchemist officials about the status of my current assignment. I was living in Palm Springs, pretending to be a senior at a private boarding school in order to keep an eye on Jill Mastrano Dragomir, a vampire princess forced into hiding. Keeping her alive meant keeping her people out of civil war, something that would definitely tip humans off to the supernatural world that lurked beneath the surface of modern life. It was a vital mission for the alchemists, so I wasn't entirely surprised they'd want an update. What surprised me was that they couldn't have just done it over the phone. I couldn't figure out what other reason would bring me to this facility. The coffee maker finished. I'd only set it to make 3 cups, which would probably be enough to get me through the evening. I just filled my styrofoam cup when the door opened. A man entered, and I nearly dropped the coffee. "Mr. Darnell," I said, setting the pot back on the burner. My hands trembled. It's nice to see you again, sir."
"You too, Sydney," he said, forcing a stiff smile. "You've certainly grown up."
"Thank you, sir," I said, unsure if that was a compliment. Tom Darnell was my father's age and had brown hair laced with